bow our heads. Almighty Father, we come in the name of our Lord and Savior. We thank you for being so good and kind and so merciful. Bless every soul you have sent this way. Don't let a soul leave except it's been blessed. And the blessing you know it stands in the need of. You know what each one of us needs. You know I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, knowing that I can't do nothing without you. Let me say what you want me to say. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and you got all praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask these blessings. Amen. To my preaching brethren, and to all our deacons, and to all of our members, visitors, and everyone that is present, the Lord is a good God, and we thank God for his goodness. Today we want to call your attention to the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of St. Mark. Beginning at the third verse. The 14th chapter of Mark. The 14th chapter beginning at the third verse. And it's read, and being at Bethra in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment, a spikenard, very precious. And she broke the box and poured it on his head. Talking about Jesus' head. And there was some, and you always got the some, that had intonation, meaning they got mad within themselves, and said, why was this waste of ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence. And have been given to the poor. And they murmur against her. Right. Always got folk murmuring. And Jesus said, let her alone. All right. Why trouble ye her? She have wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always. And whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me, ye have not always. She have done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she have done shall be spoken of for a memorial of her. Our thought is coming out of the sixth verse where Jesus said, let her alone. Let her alone. Why are you troubling this lady or this woman? Let her alone. And when Jesus speak, you better hush. Let her alone. This is one of the saddest stories in the Bible. This one of the saddest truths written in the Bible. You may take it lightly, but it's one of the saddest truths written in the Bible. I want you to look at it good. It's one of the saddest. It almost make you want to cry. Almost make you want to cry. How church peoples don't want to give Jesus nothing. It make you want to cry. How church peoples want to give Jesus the leftovers. How church peoples want to give Jesus the straps. How church peoples want to give Jesus what they don't want. It's a sad story. And he want us to know it too. Because he told Mark to write it. And I want you to put it in the book. And the one who give to the Lord, it always those who mumble and worry about those who give. That's a strange thing. I want you all to think about this now. Don't go to sleep. I want you to think about this. That's a sad story. Folks always complaining and mumbling and grumbling, worry about what I give to Jesus. That handkerchief, that's a woman made that. Because she make them for me when I want some. I paid her for them. I paid her for them. Now I can get this handkerchief to this preacher here, and ain't nobody got nothing to do with it. Nobody. You ain't got nothing to say about that. Nothing. If you say anything about it, you're abnormal.
That's right.
You ain't got them tight. If you grumble about it, you ain't got them tight.
That's right.
I bought that hand to me. I can go wipe up slop if I want to with it.
Yeah.
I bought it.
Yes, sir.
You ain't got nothing to do with it.
Yes, sir.
But I better get it back. What I want to do for Christ,
yes,
ain't nobody else. Lord, I'm getting happy thinking about it too. Ain't nobody else. It's sad. Ain't it sad, y'all? I want y'all to think, because we got some folks at New Bethlehem like that. And they ain't going to bring up First Baptist, Second Baptist, Holy Church. I'm talking about New Bethlehem. They worry about what other folks do for Christ. You abnormal. Something wrong with you. Can I give God back what he give me? He gave it to me. Well, can I give him back? Lord have mercy. If I can give it back and he ain't saying nothing, ain't nobody else got to say a word about it. Because in the word, he asked us to give. Didn't he tell us that? He told us to give him. He told us that. So if he told us and we went far enough to command us to give him, he commanded us to give him. But why, folks, mumble and worry? Some folks go get sick because what they done for Christ. They go far enough to call those folks crazy. You the one crazy. They the one got some sense. Because God told us to give him. So why are you worrying? Jesus nowhere in the Bible rebuke those who gave himself in from on his heart. He always bragged about it, didn't he? Always bragged about it. That woman had them little pins. They come and gave her last.
That's right.
She admired. Lord have mercy. The woman, I like it, went home with her because I know God blessed her. Just to see how God blessed her. Because he bragged about it. In the early church, they brought things. He even brought a Barnabas as he sold all his good and gave to the church. He bragged about it. I bet we have some devils right now too. I know they call him crazy. He doesn't rebuke us when we give back to him. Let her alone. Why is this bothering you? Think about it. Now, I want you to think now. Think about it now. Those who do this, why are this bothering you what somebody else do for Christ? Think. Look what Jesus said. Let her alone. And here you can't hardly sleep. Worried about what somebody else done for Christ. And you get the heartache. And when you get the heartache, that voice is saying, let her alone. Your head hurt. You're going to the medicine cabinet. Get some. I can't understand how she's doing that. He's trying to let you know. Let her alone.
Amen.
That's all he's telling the boy. Said every time you get up pain, he's telling you, let her alone.
Let her alone.
Don't let the law keep on telling you, leave her alone. He'll get you out the way. You got to do with it. Lord have mercy. You better listen. You better not go to sleep. What you got to do with it? Is it yours? Let her alone. You ain't doing nothing. Why is bothering you when somebody else do something for the Lord? Since you, somebody got to do something. And God always going to have somebody to do something for us.
Amen.
I don't find out. Because they show them up. That's big hood now. That's the big hood. You see, they know what they ought to be doing. And because they are not doing it, they got to talk.
Yeah.
Oh, they got to get on the telephone.
Come on.
They got to, it's bothering them. They know they ought to be doing it. And when they can get somebody else to do what they're doing, they get satisfied. That's when Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. And that means folk don't like to be in the light. And Jesus told us to be what? The light of the world. And when you're doing right, you are light. And when you're doing right, folks talk about you. When you're doing right, folks get mad. But don't they, y'all? My wife told me something one day, it was a good something I love, and I'm going to use it now. Good time. She just, the Lord just brought it to me. And I get that way too. You know, she said, when you're driving down the road and you're in a hurry, the speed limit is 35. And somebody in front of you doing exactly 35.
All right.
Y'all know what I'm talking about. Though. They doing exactly what the law said.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, I wish you'd get on hot to. You just, you can't hardly wait. The traffic light, you're just looking in. You're getting angry. Ain't you? Don't you get angry?
That's right.
You in a hurry. But this person doing what the Bible says. Yeah. Obey the law.
Yeah.
Obey man law.
Yeah.
But just because you in a hurry, you get mad with the person, and they don't even know nothing about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a good question. And so it is in the spiritual life. When folks see you do right, they get mad with you. That's what they ought to be doing. Sometimes I be in a hurry. I wish he'd hurry up and get out of the way.
Yes, sir.
Have y'all been like that?
Yeah.
If you can drive a car, you've been like that sometime or another.
That's it.
And from the depths of my heart, I can hear that voice many times tell me, now, I want you to go on cool it. God knows. And I just get to come and you might as well go on cool it. If you're late, you're just late.
Yes, sir.
Now, just like I won't get to the fume yesterday, I was studying and I got into the message until I forgot about it at 1 o'clock. From the depths of my heart.
Come on,
and I looked up, it was 3 minutes after 1.
Uh-huh.
I said, look at him. I got to change in clothes. Everything. I'm running that boy. I don't got in my car like everybody. That's I'm going up second coast. That's less traffic.
Because
uh-huh. Fourth Avenue is a mess sometimes.
Yeah.
Less traffic lights and all that. And when I got behind her, I think it was a red car. And this lady, they're a little shivery. Yeah, a little shivery. I said, Lord. I wish he, and I heard the boy, now, you know, it's going to cool from the depth of my heart. Now, you'll get there when you get there. This way it is in this spiritual life. We get mad and angry with folk who do good. We get angry and mad with folk, those who go by what Jesus says. It ain't right.
Amen.
It ain't right when I got angry. God, cool me off. Boy, you ain't right.
That's right.
So I'm trying to wake up somebody. Jesus said, let her. Lord have mercy. In other words, keep your hands off of her.
Yeah.
All right.
She's doing what I told her to do.
Yes, sir.
She's doing what I love to see folks
yes,
do.
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Don't let the law get at you.
Yeah.
The hoodoo doctor can't do you no good.
Yes, sir.
Go on to Madame Lamar. Go on to Sister Hoodoo, whatever your name is. Buddy! You can put a horseshoe over your door.
Yeah.
I'm talking about y'all superstitious folks.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna keep the law out there. The law made the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You better leave her alone.
Yeah.
What's wrong with her? There'll be so many having problems because God is trying to tell her to leave her alone. Because you ain't doing nothing. And when God speaks like this, you better do something. It is Jesus who keep church people off of us. And this is what Jesus is saying in Proverbs 16 and 7. When a man ways pleases God, I'll make evil his enemy be like a cat. In other words, I make the enemy be at peace with it.
Yeah.
When the Lord says, leave her alone, all he says, I make him cool.
That's right.
When he want to kick you, he can't even raise his leg.
Well, right.
When he shakes your hand, he can't stand you, but he at peace with you.
Yeah.
When he said, leave her alone, you ain't got to worry about it, y'all. Huh? Just please the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Lord be saying, you better leave her alone.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to wake up somebody. You see, when you got a lot of junk in your heart about somebody else, what they're doing right, you better check it because you may have a heart attack.
Yeah.
God talking to you.
Yes, sir.
The voice saying, leave the man alone.
Yeah.
But you ignoring him.
Yes.
Keep on ignoring the Lord.
Boy,
you ain't got nothing to do with it. Leave her alone. When you please the Lord, you ain't got to worry about nobody else.
This have always been other people's problem about what you do for Jesus. People who love Jesus and love the work of Christ and love to give to his work, they are always condemned, always condemned by church folks. Always. They tell you to go to church too much. Won't they do it? Anybody been saying that? Raise your hand. Well, who said? Tell me who told. Isn't anybody going to the church who do that? Who it was? I want the name. Who it was? Let me see. Huh? Lord have mercy. They ain't bringing you to church, is there?
No, sir.
Well, what they got to do with it?
Yeah.
They ain't buying you clothes for the wedding church, is there? Well, what they got to do with it?
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. What they whining about it for? The boy saying, leave her alone. Many church folks want to check out all the verses in the Bible where God promised to give him something. But they always miss the verses where God told them to get in. To get him. You miss them verses. Just church all about all the promises he promised me. I want all of them. Well, what about the one where he told you to do for him? I don't want them.
That's it. Amen.
Pick up all the promises. Go buy a book where I got all the promises of God. Well, what about you told the Lord and what he told you to do for him?
It's
in there too.
That's right.
Why you don't get them verses?
Sure.
No, we don't want them verses.
Right.
God ain't crazy. Time we get down, oh Lord. Time we get in need, coming to the church, oh Lord. But what about have you gained when you had a pocket full of money? Time we get a pocket full of money, we go anywhere but the church. Get the black lawn money.
Yeah.
You touch home, then, Reverend. You touch home.
Before they get a church and thing, they come with a new suit on, big hat, you know. Hallelujah. I know I'm at home. Ain't gave God nothing. Lord have mercy. Check out them verses. I want to ask y'all a question. Can you waste anything on Jesus?
No.
We said that. I'll ask you another question. Can you do too much for Jesus?
No.
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 Well, you can't waste nothing on it?
No, you can't.
This woman had this oil. And them men standing around there talking about you wasting this stuff. Church folks.
That's right.
These wasn't folk that didn't know the law. They supposed to be with the law.
That's right.
It's her stuff. Do what she want to with.
That's right.
Ain't nobody else got nothing to do with it.
Right.
You better think about what I said. This was, listen to this. This was a great event that went on in the house of Salma. And when this woman anointed Jesus with this precious and very costly perfume, she disturbed the whole house.
Yeah.
It was a great event. It was great. It was so great until Jesus said, let her alone. It was so great until Jesus told him, the church, I want you to preach this everywhere you go until I come back.
Yeah.
That's how great it was. That'll be a memorial. He must have wanted this in this Bible.
Because
he knows we're going to have this problem. And we sure got it. Right here at New Bethlehem. Folk worry about what the other folk do for Christ. They go far enough to call them crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, ain't that sad?
Yes, sir.
Look at it deep now. Ain't it sad? Yes, ain't it sad? Yes, Jesus told Mark, write it.
Yes, sir.
Write it. Because I know that's going to take place. Write it. Wake them up with it. Write it, write it, write it. Because it's happening. We worry about what other folks do for Christ. This was an unknown woman. When I say an unknown woman, she was without a name in the Bible. The Bible didn't give her a name. She was sharing her best. It was her devotion to Jesus Christ. It was her self-giving gift. It was an unmatching gift. It was a self-denial gift. It was a self-forgetfulness gift. She forgot about where she was. She forgot about who was there. And that's what we got to do. We forget about who there. When you get in devotion with Jesus Christ, you don't look around and see who's looking. I'm talking to the Lord now. It was a love gift. It was an affection gift, a friendship gift. It was a very expensive gift. It was in that day $60.
All right.
That was big money.
Yes,
a bottle of perfume, $60 mm-hmm. in that day.
Yeah.
But in our day, that she had it broken now, you know what it would cost? $500.
Yeah. They were.
If it cost $1 million,
yeah,
if she want to put it on Jesus, that's her business.
Right. Don't you see?
That's a funny thing about us. Wake up, wake up, wake up. That's a funny thing about us. A funny thing about us. Watch us. Watch us. We can go and give Michael Jackson $30 to get in and watch him. To act crazy.
Yeah.
He ain't doing Michael Jackson like a devil. That's all he be doing. Look like a wild child. And we let him watch that stuff.
Yeah.
$30 a ticket. And we can't get $5 to bring to the house of prayer.
Yes, sir. All right.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
All right.
Hallelujah light.
Yes, sir.
I look at the Braves. I look at Minnesota. Tickets up to $500. Some of you probably went.
If I pay $500 for a ticket to watch a ball game, every time I turn the TV on, it better be on. Just like my daddy-in-law, you know, he used to sell dogs. You don't sell them now. I can talk about him, that's my daddy-in-law. Be around there sometime when you're doing a lot of selling dogs. He said, $1,000 can't move that. That's what he said, tell me, you know. I said, if I pay $1,000 for that dog, he better cut grass. He better wash dishes. He better do everything I said. $1,000 for a dog?
Yeah.
God almighty.
Yeah.
Let's go by the back of the floor and do everything.
But we are going to save $500, $10, $100 for a dog. Ain't nobody going to say a word. Ain't nobody going to say a word. Go to Michael Jackson. Ain't nobody going to say a word. But when it comes out of church, they always got to say something. The first thing is that when you buy a dog, you're going to say, well, he do what he wanted with his money.
That's right.
But when it comes out of church, it's always grumbling and mumbling.
Yeah.
Why? What wrong? Jesus still saying, leave them alone.
Yeah.
Don't do what you're going to do, but leave them alone.
Yeah.
Good preaching there. Good preaching.
When you get through buying them dogs.
Yeah.
Dead law. And when you get through going to the game,
uh-huh.
going to Michael Jackson,
well.
And with all your money gone, yeah. crawling back in the church.
Yeah.
All right. I need some help.
Yeah, you right. You right. You sure right.
How come you don't go to the dog?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? How come you don't go to Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
No, but you go to Jesus.
Yeah.
You want some help?
Yeah.
If you note, listen at this. We finna get ready to close, Lord have mercy. If you note, this woman, she didn't pour a few drops, but she poured the whole thing. And when the Bible said she broke the buck, not the matter, she popped it, but she popped the top off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, ain't talking about she got it and broke it, you know, but she popped the top.
Yeah.
It was sealed up.
Uh-huh. Brand new.
You know what I thought about when I was studying this? I thought about how did Noah's it was so bad. It must have a label on it. Because y'all women know the label stuff. That's all we buy, label stuff. If it ain't got no label in it, we don't want it. Like some of these pocketbooks. They got labels. I see some of these pocketbooks that you went and buy. What that pocketbook y'all buy? Okay, I don't understand it, but whatever it is. Whatever it is. If I pay that money for some of these pocketbooks, you know what? It better be some money in it.
Yeah.
God of mine. Huh?
Yeah.
And some folks just love to buy things for name.
Yeah.
Here's some over here, just the good, but just the name. And then brag about it. That's what you're buying it for, to be bragged on. And don't want to get it all, nothing. Y'all notice now, she pulled the whole thing. Not a few drops. When we give ourselves to the Lord, he then have everything else in our hand.
Uh-huh.
This kind of giving what moved the Lord.
Uh-huh.
He loved a cheer forgiver.
Uh-huh.
It's more blessing to give than to receive.
Uh-huh.
It's too many church folks who said they love the Lord and who said they have been redeemed by the Lord, but they have poured out nothing but drops of their life to the Lord.
Yeah.
All right. But get nothing but drops of our lives.
Yeah.
Drop by drop.
All right.
That's right, young man. They pull themselves out to the Lord drop by drop. You know what they be saying? They saying, I got to save myself.
Uh-huh.
What they are saying, Jesus does not worth this much of me.
Yeah.
So I've got to get him drop by drop. No, ain't it sad?
Yeah.
It's sad, y'all. Tell that some choir members.
All right.
All right.
Don't want to come and cry with hush.
Come on.
But they go everywhere else.
Yeah.
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 Drop by drop.
All right. Amen.
God bless you, Reverend.
I told him I'm going to sing in the choir when I get in. You ain't practicing enough. You ain't going to know this song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lord Almighty. Drop by drop. God loves this kind of giving. So some of us, we just give him drop by drop. They are saying it's too much of me. Many of us pour ourselves out to worldly things and give Jesus the drop of our life. They call coming to church is a waste.
They call prayer meeting a waste. They call night service a waste. They call Sunday school a waste. They call Bible study a waste. They call doing good work for the Lord a waste. They are saying Jesus does not much waste this much of time on me. So I'm getting them drop by drop of my life. Lord have mercy. Y'all know I'm telling you. That's when your eyes open. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. I'm trying to help somebody. I'm trying to get some of you in the kingdom. God knows it ain't nothing to play with. We count Jesus as nothing until we get down. Check it out. I'm a pastor. I know. You know by now. Folks can do what they want till they get sick, till they get in trouble, they get declined. Pray for them. You don't come to prayer meeting.
That's right.
Amen.
Don't you do it, some of you. Not in radio land. You know I'm telling the truth. Long as things ain't going well, I don't need the Lord.
That's it.
I've got to keep myself, but you can't keep your own self.
That's right.
You're going to need the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, we good asking folks to pray for us.
Yes, sir.
But never been to a prayer meeting.
All right.
We are living in time where we feel like we are doing too much for Jesus. And if you feel this way, you are saying, I am wasting my time on Jesus. But there are some real Christians who love the Lord. Look like within themselves, they ain't doing nothing for the Lord. They be before the Lord, but look like they're doing nothing. You always want to find some more to do for Jesus. Because they feel within themselves, he's so good to me. He brought me all the way. When I didn't have nothing, it was him brought me.
Yes,
I can't pay him back.
Well,
we got some folk like that. We got some folk remember where they come from.
Yeah.
We got some folk remember they didn't have nothing one time.
Yeah.
They were bathed in their number three tubs.
Yeah.
They hadn't forgot that yet.
Well,
they hadn't forgot that. They hadn't forgot they had to go mine to get some water from a spring. They hadn't forgot that. Some of them hadn't forgot they had rubbles. They had lasso to clean their clothes. Some of them hadn't forgot that yet. Some of them remember when they had so many children in the house, they were sleeping on the floor. They hadn't forgot that yet. And God brought you. It's sad, y'all. It's sad. It's sad when we come down to Jesus. We let folks talk us down. The devil always don't want you to do nothing for Jesus. He the one going to wake you up in the morning. He the one going to get you well when the doctor say ain't no hope for you. We let the devil talk us down. You can't waste nothing on Jesus. We let the devil mess us up. From the depths of my heart, you're going to need Jesus. You're going to need him. You're going to need him. There ain't nothing that's going to help you but Jesus. He'll put it right there and let you see. I don't care what you call on. You're going to need me. And he'll put us in that circumstance where we can do anything we want to try to get out of. You're going to need me, boy. You might as well go and call on me. You're going to need me. You're going to need me. You're going to need me. Can I get a witness?
Yes, sir.
You're going to need the Lord. You're going to need the Lord Jesus. I guarantee you're going to need him. You may be doing well, but you're going to need him. You may be jumping up and down, but you're going to need him. You make it go to the bank when you want to, but you're going to need him. You may be riding five wheels, but you're going to need him. You're going to need Jesus. But we let folks talk us down. And Brother McGee, when you get to the Lord, they don't say what they want. You ain't got to say nothing.
All right.
The Lord talking for you. He's going to say, leave him alone. You ain't got to. He talked for you.
Yeah.
If y'all notice that woman said what?
No,
God fights your battle.
Yeah.
He said, Vineyard belongs to me. And when you got him, for it's good to have lawyer made for a doctor, but you better, I mean for a lawyer, but you better get lawyer Jesus. He talked for you, buddy. Won't he talk for you? You ain't got to say one word, just listen. That's all. Let him talk all he wants. Jesus fighting your battle. He represents you. He represents you. And we're going to get ready to close. These men, it's sad. It's a sad story. I read this. I started crying on the inside from the depths of my heart. And you don't read the thing, but when it get next to you, you get to looking and see how good God is to us. And hear somebody complaining what somebody else do for Jesus. It make you sick to listen at it. And I know it's true. I've been in church all my life. Started in Mount Hebron the same way. It's in every church. Folks always complain what somebody else doing for Jesus. I'm trying to help somebody here. Stop it.
Yes, Lord.
Do what you're going to do. Leave other folks alone.
Yes, sir.
Because God is still telling you, leave her alone. Just don't do what you're going to do. Because everybody got to stand before God. God ain't never got mad if somebody gave him some. Check it out. Listen at this. These men thought within themselves, the Bible said, that this unmet was a precious, was too precious and too expensive for Jesus. That's what they thought. If it had been, if it had cost about 2 cents, they'll help rub it.
Yeah, that's right.
Y'all know that it's expensive. We want to give God the cheapest stuff.
All right.
But we want God best.
Yeah.
Watch this. Watch this. But when man needed a savior, God didn't pull Jesus out on us drop by drop. Think about it. When man didn't have no way to go to heaven, when man was on his way to hell, no hope for him, God didn't got Jesus and started dropping him drop by drop. Oh, how much? Not drop by drop. When we was on our way to hell, suppose God had dropped out Jesus on us just like that. Well, what you talking about, Reverend Walker? Just suppose he had just dropped Jesus just to be born. That's drop.
Yes, sir.
You still went to hell.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, God said, I ain't gonna give you but a drop. But what is good to us, Father? Well, just to see Jesus born.
Yeah.
That's just one drop.
That's it.
He knew that wasn't gonna do no good. Jesus coming in the world. That's all he had to do. Just coming in the world. It's been one drop.
Yeah.
He didn't do that to us. Think about how he suffered. Two drops. Suffered that we don't have to suffer. But if that's all he had to do, he ain't getting. We ain't getting nothing but drops.
That's all.
He suffered for us.
Yeah.
He took the stripe for us.
Well.
Drop by drop.
Well,
I ain't give you no more. I'm going to let him die for you.
Right.
You didn't do that. Think about it. If he had to die, that's all. We still have been on our way to hell.
That's right.
They put him in a grave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't you see? See, God saying, I'm just let y'all see us putting him in the grave, and that's all.
Yeah.
But no.
Well,
Lord have mercy. Wake up. No. No. But when God sent Jesus, he didn't get him drop by drop.
Right.
He pulled Jesus all the way out on us.
Yeah. Yes,
God knows he don't.
Yes, sir.
He want all of us.
All right.
He want all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And I'm glad he pulled him out. Since he pulled him out, I got a right to the tree of life. Since he pulled him out, I'm so glad he pulled him on me. And because he pulled him on me, I don't walk like I used to walk. Since he pulled him out on me, I don't go where I used to go. Since he pulled him out on me, I got love in my heart, joy in my heart, peace in my soul. Since he pulled him out. And because he pulled him out, I want to pull myself out. I know you may call me crazy. You go too much water. I know you talk. I know you talk. I know you talk. But I know what you done done for me. If he can do that for me, I can't do this for him. I can't do that for him. I ain't got nothing to give him. I can't give him my life and let him use it. Till he use it up. Wear it till he wear it up. Because I know what I got. You know what I got? I got another one coming. My leg hurts sometimes. But I got another pair coming. My head hurts sometimes, but I got another head coming. I'm glad he pulled himself out on me. If he hadn't pulled himself out, I wouldn't have nowhere to go. But I got another home. Not me, by him. I got another home. Use all you want, Lord. Use all you want, Lord. Let folks talk. They gon' say so. Ain't nothing too pushy for Jesus. Don't give him drop of your life. Pull yourself out. And when they get to talking, just keep on going. They hear the voice saying, let her alone. Everybody bow your heads for me. Lord have mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. That's what you ought to pray. Use me, Lord. Use me in your kingdom. Use me in your glory. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. That's all I got to give you but me. Use me, Lord. That's all you got to give him. What else can you give Jesus? He don't want drops. You don't want drops for your life. You didn't pour out Jesus by drops. He poured all of Jesus out on us. Ain't nothing too precious for Jesus. Remember that. Let folks talk.